Blog Talk Radio.
Station, and I'm Aphrodite North.
And I'm Jacqueline. How are you tonight, my friend?
I am doing great. We finally had a day that we didn't go to 90.
Lovely.
But it was raining off and on, but you know what? It was that kind of like sweet rain. You feel like you're kissed rather than drenched. I enjoyed it.
I know that rain. That's a nice little rain. On again, off again like that. It makes for a good day. And it waters your flowers.
Absolutely. Yes. So here we are now, and we have also Jupiter retrograde.
Yes, we do.
The retrograde parade has been lining up.
And it is a time of redoing things, reevaluating things, taking a step back, looking at things in a different perspective, being a little bit more versatile with your emotions. Don't be so
Absolutely. Stubborn. Those don't understand exactly what I'm talking about. When a planet is retrograde, it actually appears to be moving backwards in the heavens if you watch it with a high-powered telescope. And every summer, the ponderous planets, the planets that move slowest, they go into retrograde motion. And there's a time they do it, and there's a time they redirect. And in the summertime, usually we have planets like Pluto and Saturn and Neptune and Uranus, all go retrograde, but now Jupiter just went retrograde, the planet of good fortune and abundance, just a couple days ago. And so it is a time to reevaluate and look at all your options, but not necessarily the time to sign the document and or make the big change, the big move, unless it's a place you've been before or a place you've considered before. Then it has a little bit more power. And a lot of people right now are trying to make some big changes and in their lives and stuff because the COVID thing's going on and the economy's changing. So most people are trying to, like, stay abreast of the situation. And they're saying, well, what can I do? How can I tweak this? How can I make this better? And this is a great time because when these planets retrograde, they, again, allow us to review the mistakes and the victories we've had in our past and how we can introduce that into our now. Do you agree with me, Jacqueline, on this?
That was very precise. That was excellent. That was a good synopsis of this. I do want to add to that because Jupiter's in Aries and it's retrograde. And so when it's in Aries and retrograde, nothing is urgent even though it may feel like it is. The greatest challenge to this chart is impulsiveness and feeding into the situation at the moment or too quickly and not thinking it thoroughly through because there's a big yod here going on. And it is all about taking a step back and allowing that yod to do its work instead of us trying to force something or make something happen. With Uranus conjunct the North Node, conjunct Mars, and in square to Saturn, this is not a time to act suddenly. It is a time for great epiphanies, but don't act suddenly.
Now, I want to say that there can be a certain amount of anxiety that comes with this configuration. But there can also be an inner epiphany, okay? And the thing I liked about tonight's chart is that the sun is in trine to Jupiter retrograde. So to appreciate yourself, appreciate others, be thankful for what you have, and then say, you know, I am this. I want to become that. How do I get there? It's a really pretty trying tonight that we have in the heavens above us as we're having this conversation, my friends. And I like it.
It is. And it's inspiring. And that's the one thing about it is that the intensity of the situation, especially with the Virgo moon right now, you know, and everybody's overanalyzing stuff a little more than what they should, you know, emotionally with that. But that too shall pass here shortly. But it is really, again, all about that, you know, creative thinking. We have that Mercury in Leo. It's about being open and versatile with what's coming at us, because you are correct. Great epiphanies can come during this period of time if we just sit back and watch.
Exactly. As well, we have a number of callers on hold. We should probably see how we can help them out tonight. What do you think, Jacqueline?
Okay, how about we do that?
All right. Air code 203, you're on the air.
Hi, good evening to both of you. It's Pat in Connecticut.
Hey, Pat, how are you?
Pretty good, thank you. I'm listening to all you have to say, which is very interesting, and looking forward to your interpretation. I was supposed to go to small claims court July 11th, the day before my birthday, but I got a continuation because this is with my blown engine through negligence of my mechanic. The mechanic that worked on my car wrote me a letter, which I didn't get in time. So I got a continuance till Thursday the 4th. I just received a notice that I need to pick up, sign for a letter. I want to ask you what you see happening in this court session, in the hearing, and if possibly this is a letter from my mechanic, maybe getting a continuance himself or making some sort of change.
I can't seem to find you on my computer. Did we have you as Pat or did we have you as Patricia?
Probably Pat. It's 7/12/1953.
7/4?
7/12.
Say again?
7/12/1953.
Okay. Got you. New Haven. Thank you.
Yep. That's it. Thank
hey.
You.
All right. Great. Let's take a look, honey.
Oh, it's hot here. It's hot where you guys are.
Not as much as it has been. Things are better here. We're finally, we didn't make it to 90 today.
Yeah.
Crazy.
I'm out walking my dog, so I'm feeling it, even though it is not as bad as it has been. We're both panting.
Yes, we are. Yes, we are. I'm much later than you. I mean, if I was born 12 minutes later, it would have been a Leo, but that's not the way
wow.
the divine wanted it to play out. Yeah, oh yeah. I'm
you
at
a
29-degree, 47-minute sun in Cancer. Yeah.
Does that mean you have a lot of Leo in you?
Yeah, I actually, like you haven't
Absolutely.
Even split. Like you have Uranus, Mars, and the sun in Cancer, and then you have the moon, Mercury, and Pluto in Leo. And I have the same thing. I have a 3-3 split just like you, babe. Yep.
Oh, wow. Interesting.
Yep. So this is a hearing that's supposed to bring forth what?
It's first of all, there's a settlement, meaning I'm the plaintiff against my mechanic. I'm suing him in small claims for about $3,500, which was the cost of the rebuilt engine. And evidently, a settlement is where you decide on the sum. I am hoping to get the full amount because that was my full amount in damages. I'm not asking for any more than what I spent to fix my car. If we don't agree, then it goes to a hearing later that day. This is all new to me. I've never done this before. Then in the hearing, I guess a judge will make a decision. So that could be a good thing or maybe not?
Well, actually, I think it would be a good thing if a judge makes a decision. Because, see, your Saturn is in Libra and Neptune, like me, okay? And Saturn's result is there, and Saturn is in Libra,
okay.
And so is your Neptune, okay? And your Saturn's exalted in Libra. And right now, Saturn in Aquarius is retrograde and trining you, giving you a blessing line, and it's blessing your Neptune. So just believe it's going to work out in your favor. Don't buy into the worry. Don't buy into the timing. Go with the flow with this. As Jack and I mentioned earlier, we have a bunch of retrograde planets, so sometimes the judgment can be delayed. But this trine is very, very consistent, and it's going to last for several months for you. So even if you don't hear what you want to hear on Thursday, my feeling is that something new is going to come to light, or another judge is going to make a different decision. What do you think, Jacqueline?
Well, and here again, I have to say, first of all, in your ninth house of litigation, you have natally, you have both Jupiter and Venus, okay? Second of all, in your solar return this year, you have Venus in that ninth house. It is about being flexible and the duality of the circumstances. Yes, this is a very intense situation, but I have to agree with Aphrodite that I would state my case, be at peace with it, and say, look, this is all I'm asking for, you know. I'm not asking for anything more than my car to be fixed, okay, and let it be at that, okay, is what I'm trying to say. So stay at peace with your truth is the bottom line, and I think the negotiation will work for you.
Okay. So if you see that, say, he offers half, which I don't want to accept, and it goes to a hearing, do you see that to be a positive outcome for me?
Well,
I think... Go ahead.
I don't know. I just think the Saturn trine here is going to override everything else. Because as Saturn is continuing to retrograde, the trine to your Saturn-Neptune conjunction is going to strengthen over the next 60 days. Do I think it could be a delay? Yes. Do I think you're going to end up winning this? Yes.
Great. So change,
because, again, this is something that's been going on for some time, and Saturn rules time. And sometimes delays can frustrate us. You and I both know that. But I really think that the timing here may bring it to where it needs to be, and you be justified, is what I'm seeing
here. Wonderful.
Okay?
Yes. Yes, I'm learning to go to this with love and not anger or defensiveness or reaction. And it's nice to hear that my planets are all in a good place for this. It's been, you know, 2 years of not very happy luck, so I'm looking for changes. So thank you, ladies.
You have to realize that Jupiter entered Aries around last Christmas, and it's still there, and it's retrograding in Aries right now through your seventh house of litigation. And what it's doing is it's forming trines to your moon, trines to your Mercury. So like you said, just be honest, be you, come from the heart, come from a place of divine justice, and I think you've got this covered.
Thank you so much. I'm so glad I reached you before this hearing. God bless you both.
You keep us posted. Inquiring minds want to know, Pat, okay?
I absolutely will. Love you guys. Thank you.
Love you too. God bless. Wow. All right. You ready for the next one?
Okay.
Echo 229, you're on the air.
Hello, ladies. How are you doing? This is Melvin. Enjoy.
Hey, Melvin. Doing well.
Melvin, how are you doing?
It's a long story, but I got to make it short. I'm just going through, I'm just waiting right now for my kidney transplant. I'll officially be on the kidney transplant list Tuesday when I see my dentist. And I just wanted to know when you all see that transformation take place. And then I'm concerned about a friend of mine that I've been trying to help His name is Chris, and he done moved in the new apartment complex. I helped him get out here, but he has completely flipped the switch. And I'm afraid for him. I don't know what the doctor done told him, but he won't tell me, but I'm really concerned about him. But whatever you can pick up with me, that's my main concern right now today.
Okay. Well, I want to tell you right now that the planets that are in Taurus are making beautiful trines and blessing lines to your Virgo planets. Okay? And
uh-huh.
So I think that things, as far as your health is concerned, the transplant, all that, it's like things are kind of lining up for you in an excellent way. Okay?
Uh-huh.
I do want you to still take very good care of your health. I do need think you still need to watch that blood sugar of yours. And I do think that right now, as much as you love your friend and you want to help your friend, the greatest power you have right now is the power of prayer. And I know you're a faithful man. I know you're a devoted man. So I'm putting that
right
out there. Don't let worry take you over. Let your prayer supersede that. Exalt that. Okay? Just put your prayer
right
out. Say, Lord, you know more about my friend than I do. He won't confide in me. I ask you for your grace. And I would put that out, and I would even put it out verbally because I can feel that you really care about this person in your heart. What do you think, Jacqueline?
Well,
yeah, because I blocked him. I blocked him. I mean, I'm tired of it. He stresses me out.
Mm-hmm. But pray anyway.
I have to say there's a trine going between your Mercury and Pluto from your 7th house of one-to-one relationships to your 11th house of friendships, okay? So I say, again, I agree with her. It's time to stand your ground and stand at your peace. This is what I will accept, and this is what I want from other people. And if they can't give you what the right thing, you don't need to talk to them. And second of all, because Venus is in Cancer right now, and in about a little over two months, it's going to be in your sixth house of your major health. The sun is going to be transiting through there. I agree with Aphrodite. This is a time to be proactive with your health and work on it, okay?
Well,
but
I am. I definitely am.
When Venus gets in there is when you're going to get the benefits from the work you're doing now. So for the next couple months, it's really about taking care of your health and waiting it out until that benefactor gets in there and gives you that blessing, okay?
Right. Okay. And, I got to send out some more paperwork for the water at Camp Lejeune, North Carolina. They wrote me a letter. They want some more documents, and I have them, and I got to fax them to them. So do you all see me once I send all that out? Because they told me, do it as soon as possible, and will I be getting a big lump sum of money coming in from that soon? I'm going to submit everything this week, and my social worker is going to help me out, and everything will be submitted to the Veterans Affairs. But do y'all see me getting a big lump sum of money and maybe moving out of this apartment complex? And that's all I ask today, because I know you all have a lot of calls.
Okay, well, I want to tell you that right now things are lined up for you to get what you deserve that's been long overdue. Because Pluto
right.
is a Capricorn, which rules the government, and it's retrograde. It's trining your Mercury, okay, right now. And so, again,
right.
do get that in with all due diligence as quickly as you can. Now, Mars is going to be moving forward over the next couple of weeks in Taurus, and it's going to be trining all your Virgo stuff. It's already trining your Sun, then it's going to trine your Vertex, it's going to trine your Mercury. So you may be looking at 6 to 7 weeks maximum on this one, but I think
uh-huh.
that you will be told of your progress. In other words, I think the information window is going to open up better so you're not sitting there waiting and worrying, okay, which has been your downfall in the past. So I'm thinking
right.
that just know that amazing things can happen. And if I were you, I would try and get it in there as quick as you can because Mars is kicking
yeah.
the North Node and Uranus tomorrow in Taurus. And out of that action, out of you saying, okay, it's time for me to have the freedom and receive what I do deserve, this is definitely the time. And if I were you, I would be busy over the next 72 hours and get it in there, okay?
Okay. Yes, ma'am. I have it on my desk looking at it as I speak to you all.
Good,
and,
good guy.
Everything
all
is
right.
In line. Yeah, I have everything. They have the CDs. I got all of my medical records outside the VA. That's what they're requesting for, because they have everything else inside the VA. But they any doctors and any diagnosis.
Yep. Absolutely. It's all about documentation. And because you've got all that in your hand, honey, you are going to be very blessed with this. Trust me. It's going to be good.
Okay. Yes, ma'am. Okay. And
you keep us posted, okay, Melvin?
I will. And I've been trying to, you know, call you all and try to get a private reading. I left a voice message on your phones. I called each one of you all.
I know, but I tried to call you, and I couldn't get an answer.
You did? Who's this?
I don't remember. I have to go back and look at what I did. You know,
no,
I'm
talking about
log.
You after, you Jacqueline?
No.
Yeah, I thought...
Oh, wait. Which one I'm talking to? I'm sorry.
Aphrodite.
Okay. Well, let us try it again, please.
All right. Send me your number again. Send me your number again.
Okay, I will.
And the number that I'm seeing right now on the queue, is that the number you want me to call?
Yes, ma'am, please.
All right. I put a big star next to it, and I will be ringing you up tomorrow. Okay?
Okay, about what time? Because I'm going to be in dialysis.
I'm working during the day, so it'll be after 7 in the evening.
Oh, that'll
okay?
be great. That'll be, yeah. Yes, ma'am. Thank
all
you.
Right,
God
sweetheart.
Bless you all.
God bless
I love
you.
You all.
Love you, too.
Thank you.
All right. Bye.
All right. Bye-bye.
Sometimes I'm not sure if it's my phone or somebody else's. And Mercury's not even retrograde, Jacqueline. I can't blame it on a freaking planet. Seriously?
It's weird times we live in is what I say about it, because sometimes I shake my head as well.
Phone tag right now is so annoying.
Yes.
Anyway, so are you ready for the next one?
Okay.
Area code 510, you're on the air.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. My name is Aaron. And
Aaron?
Can you hear me?
Yes, I think I can. How do you spell your name? There's many ways to spell Aaron. How do you spell it?
Oh, A-A-R-O-N.
Okay, nice. I like that one. And have you called him before?
I don't know. I can't keep up with the amount of shows. I called one the other day. I don't even remember what that one was.
What's your birthday?
11/22/80.
And what time were you born?
21 p.m. Saturday night.
I'm sorry, can you say that again? What time?
10:21 p.m.
All right. And what city?
San Pablo, California.
All right.
And where do you live now?
Unfortunately, in Richmond. It's a small, dilapidated city in the San Francisco Bay Area.
Okay. That doesn't sound like good news.
No, I very rarely have good news, and the reason of which, one of which, is that I have a lot of problems. Well, I'll just start with one of the few, is that I've been studying to be, a profound death or an occultist, and I'm thinking about just hanging it up or taking a very long break. I don't solicit ancestors. I'm not into that. I've tried that, and I'm like, I'm not into that. But my initial question is about finances and love life.
I can't find that city on here. I don't know if I'm just typing in wrong.
Which one?
San Pablo?
P-A-B-L-O. Two words.
Yes, that's right.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay. Well, you know, when it comes to your love life right now, Saturn is sitting in your seventh house of one-to-one relationships, marriage, and partnerships. Okay?
Yeah, that's not good. What else?
Well, you can't say it's not good, but you can say that it's a little cold. And I say to you, you have a Mars in Capricorn and can be a little cold, my Scorpio sun, okay? I mean, my Sagittarius sun, okay?
Right, he's on the cusp.
Yeah,
Scorpio,
it sits there. I was looking at the, you know, and it is conjunct. And I've seen this in this generation, which is really fascinating, because Uranus is conjunct your sun. Okay.
Mm.
It's 5 degrees apart, and that to me is still combust. Okay. And what it is all about enlightenment and awakenment. So I go back to that Saturn in Aquarius and say, what do you want as far as your relationships are concerned? Because Aquarius rules your seventh house of one-to-one relationships, marriage, and partnerships, okay? And Gemini rules friendships. The Aquarian energy is all about friendships and duality. You with your Mercury in Scorpio and that Uranus in Scorpio for that deep, intense desire, plow through things and go, this is what I want to experience, and I want to experience it now, instead of temperance. Because what you really want is a partner that you can be independent and free with and then get together and have your own little team. It's about not being so intense. And this is about you right now learning what you want and don't want in a relationship. Because, again, I say with that Mercury in Scorpio, you're a master magician. And with a 0 degrees impacting Mars in Capricorn, you can make it physically appear in front of you. So it's about you mastering your skills and knowing really what you want and then allowing the universe to give it to you. What do you think, Aphrodite?
I so agree. So you have a lot of planets that are on the cusp. So you're very complicated, my friend.
Yeah.
And because you're so complicated, mm-hmm. you need that one special person that's as complicated, believe it or not, as you are.
One special person?
Yes.
What about several special ones?
Well, again, I think that your ultimate sense of intimacy on all levels, okay, is going to mm-hmm. be with one. That doesn't mean you can't play. I'm not going to discourage you from that because that's your business. But all I can tell you is that there's going to be one that becomes the one, and this I can guarantee you.
And I agree with Aphrodite, my sweetheart. Again, I go back to that critical degree Mars in Capricorn, which means you have to physically smell, feel, go through the experience to know. And it's going to be, whatever you want to do with that is fine, okay? But again here, I know the desire of the Mercury in Scorpio with that Uranus in Scorpio, and that desire, it goes deep, okay? And it's all about the one, not about the many.
What? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Now, I'm going to ask you a personal question. Is that okay?
Yes, of course.
Have you ever really been in love?
Have I been loved before?
In love.
Oh,
head over heels.
In love.
All holds barred. Okay, and disappear. Have
no.
you ever? Okay, that's what I'm talking about.
Well, maybe
that
one. Maybe one person.
Well, I have a feeling you haven't gotten to that epiphany yet. So, do what you need to do your exploration. Okay, and I support that because, again, a person usually only commits when they're full and they find. And that's been my experience with many of my people and myself, actually. So enjoy yourself, okay? But I think that you do need to work on your spiritual skills more than you do. I think you need to be more thankful for them than you are, okay? And I also would like to see you make a stronger connection with the invisible. And that's what they're telling me, so I'm going to go with that. So they're telling me that directly, okay?
Who are these they?
These are the angels that have been around me since I almost died at age 7. So I listen to them, okay? And, but you are going to find this, and you are going to be probably the happiest you have ever been.
Yeah, I mean, it sounds simple, but I'm confused at the same time.
Right, I know, because you do
yeah.
have, you're, like I said, you're a very complicated character, and that's why right now you're still searching, and I support the searching, but know at some point you're going to have an epiphany, and all of a sudden, you're going to arrive, okay? And it's not something that you can control. It's something that you have to witness within yourself. And then you'll know you're there because you will own it. Okay? We have to
okay,
go to the next caller,
more
okay?
Work.
And you keep in touch with us. And do your best and recognize the beauty of the gift that you have and the intensity of what you can create, as Jacqueline pointed out. You know, you have magical elements in you. Okay? And so because of that, like I call myself a creatress, you are a creator, and you need, once you take responsibility for that gift and you stand strong with it, it will stand strong with you, okay?
You'll be surprised at what
yes.
comes out of it when you utilize the power that you have.
Yes, yes.
Okay.
Keep in touch. Have a
All
sweet
right.
night, okay?
Right, thank you. Yep. Right, thank you. You too.
Interesting chart. Very interesting.
Very interesting. Too smart for his own good.
I hear that. Are you ready for the next one?
Okay.
Hello,
so
ladies.
You're on
you
here.
All on it? Hi, how are you all on this great Sunday afternoon?
Awesome. How about you?
Say that again.
How are
how
you?
How about you?
I am good and grateful this afternoon, evening. We finally got rain. Yay.
That's a good thing.
Yes, we've been needing it. So I have not been in a serious relationship in quite a while. Last time I dated was 2019. So what are the stars in heaven saying?
That you need to hide less and put yourself out there better.
Could I say that again, Aphrodite?
You need to hide less and get yourself out there, girlfriend.
It sounded like you said high dress.
Don't be hiding. Get out there.
Oh, I'm not hiding. I'm not. I'm like in the public every day. I'm out in the public.
Mm-hmm. Now, have you been flirting? Have you been flirting appropriately?
I haven't even been flirting inappropriately because it's nobody that's called my attention to flirt with, because you know I'm an Aries and Venus in Aries, so you know I will, you know, step up to the plate. I don't have, in first house too, don't have no problem with it, but.
But use your Scorpio moon more. Use your Scorpio moon more.
But it haven't been anyone, like I said, that's captured my attention that I even want to flirt with. Flirt with, wink at, nothing.
You're in the wrong area.
And
okay.
This Mars, North Node, and Uranus effect is opposing your moon. Okay, this is the reason why Aphrodite's talking about that, you know, that Scorpio moon of yours. Is this because deep, intense desire at this point in time. But realize, okay, you have Libra ruling your seventh house of one-to-one relationships, marriage, and partnerships. There's only one out there for you, my friend.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So don't get frustrated because you have to say no a bazillion times.
Oh, okay. No, I'm not frustrated at all. I just thought I would just check and ask. Frustrated, no. Wondering, yes.
Okay, Mars is the sign of the male, okay? Entering your life first house, conjunct Uranus. Something is going to pop in front of you. I don't know that you're going to think in the first place, oh, this is the one and this is perfect and you're going to, you know, the whole Cinderella story. But on the other circumstances, somebody is going to pop in front of you here soon and you're going to see it, okay? It may be unusual, it may be odd, but go with it is what I'm trying to say. Be open, keep looking, okay? Because something is going to spark something in you to get you to look into your relationships, but you're not going to make a commitment to anybody for a while. You're an independent little soul, and you're going to test the waters a lot before you actually put both feet into a relationship.
Yeah, because I was bold in 2019, and I jumped out there, and he, God bless him. You know, I took a chance, 9 years younger. I don't really like that at all, but I took a chance, and the one side functioning alcoholic 7 days a week, Taurus sun, Scorpio moon, work, but I mean, it just, that didn't work out. Because it's like, no, and you know, and I had my guards up emotionally because I'm like, okay, God, what do you want me to do for him? You know, this guy is Monday through Sunday, no break, drink till he get drunk. So, so when people don't want help, they don't want help. When they don't want to change, they don't want to change. But that is nothing that I want to experience again. It didn't work back then. It don't work now in 2000. In 2019, it's not going to work in 2022. Short bursts. No, I'm not looking for that type of man. That type of man needs healing and counseling, and when they don't think they need it, you know, you can't help them. So that's what happened in 2019, and that lasted probably 2 months. Thank God it was short term. Yeah. Well, and I know I can attract those type of people that are wounded, you know, and that need healing. I'm aware that I can, you know, attract them.
Mm-hmm.
So I know I have to be extra careful, you know, when it comes to, it don't matter how nice looking they are, they smell good, it don't matter. It's like they're not to be my man, my mate, my partner, my friend, or my best friend, be it male or female. It's like, no, they need counseling and healing. So, no dating. But I had to learn that, and I'm grateful that I learned that lesson again. It don't work for dating them. They're not for dating. So I'm looking for the person that's healed, that's whole, and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
Here again, keep your eyes open. And instead of going, they have to be completely whole, say they have to be completely human, okay, and know their flaws, understand themselves, and know where their challenges are, just like you do. Nobody's perfect.
Mm-hmm.
But again here, I say be open, okay? You're not going to get another fixer-upper. You're not going to – you refuse to fix somebody else. So get that out of your head.
Yeah, it's out, yeah.
Trust the process is what I'm going to say.
I am. I'm, you know, being an Aries, and so life has taught me, you know, has taught me and is teaching me to learn patience and to – trust the process. Yeah, I'm learning that too as well. Still learning, will always be learning.
And so
absolutely
will your mate.
I'm sorry?
So will your mate.
Oh, okay, great. I want someone that's open-minded and learning. And I'm not looking for perfect because I'm not perfect. It's the character. Forrest Gump said, life is like a box of chocolates.
You never know what you're going to get.
Yeah, you never know what you're going to get. So, yes, I'm my mind, the mind is like a parachute. It works best when open.
Yeah, that's what
and
we're trying.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
absolutely.
So I deal with people from all walks of life. So, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yes.
So that was it for basically me. I'm still employment seeking, so yeah.
Okay.
Still doing that. So it's, like you said, patience with the universe that's seeking, I will find in all areas. So I am going to yield the floor. I don't want to, if somebody's waiting, I can keep talking and talking and talking because I love y'all and I love talking to you all. And I greatly appreciate
you.
Did you enjoy your birthday?
Say again?
Did you enjoy your birthday?
It was the best birthday I probably had in 12 years. Fantastic. Fantastic.
And great.
Mm-hmm.
Did you go out of state?
What?
Did you go out of state?
No, I had people from out of state staying here.
Oh, great.
Did a lot of my
okay
cooking, which I love to do. Cooking is my zen, Sylvia. So I was in my glory. You got me ice cream cake, balloons, all kinds of cool gifts. I have heard from people everywhere. I had over 200 people wish me happy birthday on friggin' Facebook. Are you kidding me? I had a great birthday.
Okay. All right, then.
And you know
so
what?
Say,
I love them, and it's so nice when people, you know, step back in and say, hey, happy birthday, you know what I mean? Because I love serving my people, and I think my people love the way I serve them. So this is great. This is just beautiful for me, okay?
Great. So can I get to ask about career?
No, because you have three people in the queue.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm going to hang up. I'm going to get off. You can just leave me on so I can listen. So I love y'all. Thank y'all. Appreciate y'all. Love y'all more. So on to the next caller. And keep me
all
in
right,
the queue where I can
hi
keep listening.
All right, love. Will do. Okay, bye.
All right. Be the same next time.
I'll
ciao.
Be the same. Ciao. She's such a trip. She's so fired up tonight. Oh, my goodness.
She's a ball of fire.
She is. So you're ready for the next one.
Okay.
Area code 202, you're on the air.
Hey, ladies, long time. It's Kay. It's been a while. How are you?
Oh, well. How are you, Kay?
Good, good. Excuse me. I just wanted to check out some Synastry real quick.
Okay.
Happy belated birthday, by the way.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that. Like
you're
I said,
welcome.
I always celebrate my birthday for the entire month of July, and that ends tonight. Bummer.
No.
Now, are you September 8th?
Mine is March 5th, 1980.
Philadelphia, PA.
Uh-huh. And it's 1:29 a.m.
Correct.
And are you still live there?
And then... I'm in Brooklyn now.
Ah.
Mm-hmm. And then the other person, we can call him August, is August 15th, 1984, New York, New York. I don't have a time. I have 11 p.m. in here for some reason. I think sometimes I try to guess based on certain things, but.
Okay.
Let's take a look. I'm assuming that you want to see how the two of you match up.
Mm-hmm. And just a little bit about his personality. Someone I recently went on a date with from online where there was a good amount of chemistry, but I'll see what you say.
What do they do for a living?
Works with his hands. Just does carpentry, woodwork, sculpture kind of stuff.
Does he do restoration work?
I wouldn't be surprised. I wouldn't be surprised. What makes you ask?
Because this guy could take something that's old and ugly and make it into something spectacular and beautiful.
Mm.
He's got a Mars in Scorpio, and it
sextiles
Mercury and Venus and Virgo. I must transform this. He's like a master magician when he puts his hands into it. So the reason why I ask that is because if he's not happy with his work, he's not going to be happy at home.
Okay.
You said you want to know a little bit about his personality. So his work is important, and it is a poly pivots office. This is a dynamic personality. He's got a lot of fire in his chart, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I believe he does have an Aries moon, so he can be impulsive emotionally and heat up real quickly emotionally, okay? But he can calm down real quick as well, okay?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So... note that about this individual that you're dealing with, because you have a Venus in Aries, which is a fire energy, and I'll say it's in trine to his sun, so there is a very complementary situation there as far as that's concerned, okay?
Mm-hmm.
You've got a whole hell of a lot more water than this one does. Even though you have that Sagittarius ascendant and you appear to be a lot more fiery than what you are, you're a whole heck of a lot more water earthy than this one is. The earth really, you know, here again, I like the earth factor in this. That both of you two are very grounded individuals, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
I am going to say that it's all about taking your time with this, really investigating a little bit more, because again, he isn't as intuitive as you are, and so you may get frustrated with that. And there's a certain balance, because he doesn't do it because he doesn't know. I mean, there's a certain attraction between the two of you, don't get me wrong, okay? That's the reason why I'm going more in depth into this, okay? Because I feel that this relationship has potential. But I also feel that you can't assume things with this, that the two of you have to really work together to understand each other, because you come from two different perspectives and two different ways. Even though they're harmonious, you can make some assumptions that I think could cause you issues. Does that make sense?
It does, it does. And I feel that about the water, because even though there's an attraction there, like, there is, he's a little fiery, and I'm sort of like, I wonder if he's mature or grounded enough for me, you know? And maybe that's because of lack of water or the lack of reception or receptivity that you're talking about.
Yeah, I don't think you're feeling the connection yet. And you, again, his Mercury is in Virgo. He's a sensitive guy and overanalyzes things a lot. You're a sensitive girl because of the Pisces energy. Okay, and you feel things a lot. And I think between the two of those, you can balance each other out. They are in direct opposition with each other. Okay, here again, I'm not saying it's the perfect match, but what I'm saying is that this can develop into a very nice relationship if the communication between the two of you is open. What do you think, Aphrodite?
Okay. Thank you.
Well, I absolutely love it. and I'll tell you why. There's a number of really major planetary hits here that I like. I like the fact that his Mercury opposes your Sun, because you can dream a dream and he can help you create it. I love that. Okay?
That's cool.
And also, the other thing is that his Saturn does trine your Sun. It's Saturn and Scorpio. So if the relationship becomes very deep, you don't have to worry about this, where this guy is. No. Yeah. He's going to let you know. And then the other thing I like is, let me see, I saw a couple of Neptune connections here. His Neptune is 8 degrees away from yours, but you're just born a couple of years apart. So that's usual, okay, for the ponderous planets, okay? But I just think for some reason there is something magical here, because your Venus is in late Aries and in perfect trine to his Neptune. So because of that, you can see what he dreams and he can see what you dreams, even though it's very different. If you remember, you need to be a me and a he and a we with this guy. If you open up the doors of freedom for him, and he opens up the freedom for you, you support each other as individuals, even though you're intimate, I think this relationship could rock and roll.
Super cool. I love that interpretation.
And I so agree with Jacqueline about several things that she said. But his Capricorn planets trine your Mars, your Jupiter. He would encourage you maybe to get more education. Do things differently, travel with him. Oh, yeah. Get a lot of Earth trines that go on in this chart. So, and like I said, I agree with Jacqueline. There's so many facets that you can discover about each other. Don't rush this one. I so agree with Jacqueline. Take your time and realize there's a potential to never lose yourself. Be able to be yourself and be himself, and then you have your we-ness together. As you adventure forward, I think it could be really good. Okay?
That's so deep. Thank you both so much. I hope you're both doing well.
God bless you, honey. Keep us posted, all right? We want to know.
All right. Indeed. Okay. Take care, y'all.
All right. God bless.
Bye. You too.
Bye. Very interesting.
Yeah. That is an interesting combination.
Like you would say, Jacqueline, a lot of moving parts.
Yeah. can be great and inspiring. I love this. I look at it and I'm just like, wow, what a combination.
I know. I mean, I just like it. As long as they just respect each other for the individuals they are, I think they're golden. Yeah.
Yeah, I agree. I agree.
I think we have time for one more. Are you ready?
Okay.
Area code 216, you're on the air.
Yes, hi. My name is Patricia, calling from Cleveland, Ohio.
Cleveland.
How are you, Patricia?
Have you called in before?
Yes, I called in before, 7-16-58. Yeah, my
question. You're born at 5:30 in the morning, and do you still live in Cleveland?
Yes.
Awesome. And what's your big question for us tonight, Patricia?
Oh, my goodness. I just changed my Amtrak train date and station and time. Goodness. Should I... All right, well, just let me ask. I've changed my departure time from here November 1st. So leaving in November from Cleveland and then stopping in Chicago. And my train goes to El Paso, Texas. But I'll be leaving November 4th. So is that the right time? And then finally arriving in Las Cruces, New Mexico, in the afternoon. So is this the right timing, date? Because I'm initially leaving Cleveland, Ohio, November 1st.
That's too many questions to do in 4 minutes. You need to call us personally, and we'll take a look at it.
One question.
We just don't have the time to do that, but I want to do it for you right. I don't want to try and rush it, okay? Call either one of us. We can look at this for you, and we're happy to help, okay?
Okay.
All right, sweetheart. Our numbers are right on Blog Talk, and you can find us. Let us take a look at this because I'm going to want to pull up a few charts to make sure that I'm accurate with what I'm telling you because there's a lot of moving parts with this. I don't want to mislead you in any way. I don't do that, okay?
I can condense it down to just one question. Is leaving in November the right time for me?
I'm looking at that right now.
And I apologize if I got into several questions.
You're fine. No, you're fine. I want to say yes. I think mid-November is a little better, but, hey, I'll take it. What do you think, Jacqueline?
I'm still looking. Oh, yeah. I think so, too. I really do. I think there's a certain amount of faith with that. Again, here, I'd have to agree with Aphrodite. You know, I don't think you're going to feel comfortable for the first, you know, through the travel. Because it's testing your faith. Have faith. Trust the process, okay? Because nothing, again... You would feel more comfortable leaving mid-November. I have to agree with that, Dad, on that one. It would just make it more secure for you. But this is about faith. You know this is the right direction you're going. You know you need a transformation and change at this point in time. Your whole chart is deeming the shift, especially in your home. It's for your greater benefit. So don't get so nervous is what I'm trying to say. Trust and have faith because I think November is a good time to do it.
All right. Thank you very much.
Rock on, girl.
All right. Have a good evening.
You too, Governor. You need to tell people where they can find us. We've got like 10 seconds left.
Okay. Well, they can call me at 772-286-2720. How about you, Aphrodite?
They can reach me at 540-400-0110. This has been the Illumination Station. We're here every Sunday night, and 6 to 7 for you. And we love doing the show, and we'll keep you posted. In the meantime, have a great week.
Have a good week. Good night.
Good night.